You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Independent bookstores around the country are hurting right now. Nationally, bookstore sales in April were down more than 60%. A few weeks ago, University Press Books announced it would shut down for good after nearly 50 years in Berkeley. And local booksellers staying the course say it could take a while before sales return to a pre-pandemic pace. KALW's Holly J. McDeed reports on how the independent bookstores of the East Bay are turning to the community to hold on.
Doris Moskowitz runs Moe's Books, and she says customers sometimes tell her Berkeley wouldn't exist without Moe's. She thinks that's an exaggeration, but she knows Moe's is a landmark. It was founded in 1959 by Doris's mom, Barb, and dad, Moe.
He was a really, like, larger-than-life guy. When I was a kid, I was born in 1966. I definitely thought that he had read all these books.
That would be quite the feed. It's a huge shop, four floors stocked with hundreds of thousands of new, used, and rare books. Moe's has also been part of the fabric of Berkeley's culture. It became a refuge for people protesting the Vietnam War during the free speech movement of the 60s. Moe kept the store open during curfew, and protesters hid out in the shop as police fired tear gas on the city.
They were really comfortable just letting protesters come in the store to get away from the National Guard and get away from the gas, and, you know, and they were proud that rioters who maybe even didn't even know the store, they knew enough to respect it.
Moe's has spent the last few decades battling the wrath of the chain store, then Amazon, then the recession. Moskowitz says at the start of this year, it was beginning to finally feel like the golden age of independent bookstores again. Moe's was filled with customers. That is, until the Bay Area was ordered to stay at home.
But I was just so worried and so confused and so concerned about everything and everyone that I found myself up here working anyway. It's like other people are at home gardening and working on their house and doing puzzles, and I'm up here putting books away because I needed to be here.
Moskowitz says May sales at Moe's were down 70% compared to last year. Even though the store is open again, business is still hurting. That's true for a lot of bookstores right now. Author Charlie Jane Anders worries that when the pandemic is over, not all bookstores will make it to the other side.
I honestly really believe that the San Francisco Bay Area, without these local bookstores, will just become a soulless dystopia. And I know a lot of people feel like the Bay Area has already been at risk of losing its soul.
And has been losing pieces of its soul for a long time. So in an effort to slow down the soul demolition, Anders and others organized an event called We Love Bookstores. The idea is simple. The group hosts literary events online to fundraise for local bookstores.
You know, we tried to target the bookstores that we thought were at the most risk of having to close if we don't support them, and also at the most, you know, at the most kind of essential for their communities.
The We Love Bookstores team raised an average of almost $3,000 during each of their first 19 events. The funds have gone to bookstores like Moe's in Berkeley, Dog-Eared Books in San Francisco, and the Multicultural Children's Bookstore in Richmond. Tamara Shiloh runs the store. She's also the author of the children's book series, What If There Were No Black People in the World?
All right, don't panic. This is the name of my children's book series about African-American inventors and scientists.
The Multicultural Children's Bookstore is one of the few bookstores in Richmond.
I'd just like to stay in Richmond. It's where I live. It's where I grew up. It's home. And I want my bookstore to be in my home.
Before the shelter in place, Shiloh hosted Black history and science classes at the bookstore. She says you'd be hard-pressed to find a multicultural bookstore like it anywhere.
You know, we just want to make sure that we satisfy, take care of the community. So we try to make sure we accommodate as many folks as we can, if not all.
But when the shop shut during shelter in place, sales literally stopped. But that all changed when protests erupted a few weeks ago around the country after the killing of George Floyd. Shiloh tells me the orders are now pouring in. People are looking for books to help them make sense of racism in America. Adult books like White Fragility and children's books like The Anti-Racist Baby.
And it's a board book. It's for babies. It's been incredible, the number of people who are, you know, stepping up realizing that they need to have a better understanding of what's going on, not so much what's going on, but why.
Other bookstores reached out directly to the community during Shelter in Place. Take Walden Pond Books, not too far from Oakland's Lake Merritt, for example. Walden Pond Books first opened in 1973 inside of a plant store. But soon the books outsold the plants, says manager Bob Fisher.
And our guiding principle is getting the right book to the right person at the right time. I can't think of one category of book that we don't carry. Oh, I can think of something. Computer books.
But when people can't come into the shop, it's hard to help people find books. About 12 weeks ago, Fisher says the shop was at risk of folding for good. They began using Bookshop, a new website that helps indie storefronts sell books online.
And it's basically the independent bookstore's answer to Amazon. It's an interface that allows booksellers to make lists of books they recommend, and we can sell them online extremely easily.
And in what Fisher calls reluctant desperation, Walden Pond Books launched a GoFundMe campaign.
And the results really exceeded our expectations. We raised over $100,000 in 10 days.
And some of the comments on the GoFundMe page had him tearing up.
The ones I remember especially are the ones from people who said they literally grew up at Walden Pond Books. Walden Pond Books was the first time that they had held a book in their hand. That's where they discovered books. That's where they discovered they loved books. People just don't want us to go away.
That combination of sleek internet platform and customers unwilling to see this physical space go saved the bookstore. Walden Pond Books is no longer at risk of closing for good, though its doors are still shut for now. But slowly, the Bay Area's bookstore ecosystem is beginning to awaken. Across the bay, City Lights in North Beach and Green Apple Books in the Richmond District are open again. And in Berkeley, just weeks ago, Moe's opened its doors.
And everyone that came in was so happy. Oh, gosh, they were so happy. It was so great.
Owner Doris Moskowitz says many of the regulars were back, and they wandered over to their usual spots. People have been stuck in their homes for so long, Moskowitz says, that to be in a bookstore again can feel like exploring the entire world. People wear face coverings and stand 6 feet apart. Staff also count customers to make sure not too many people are inside at one time.
They come to the door and they take a big, deep breath. And they, I mean, they're wearing a mask, but they take a breath and they'd say, okay, everything's going to be okay.
I guess we're symbolic of civilization not falling to pieces. So that feels kind of good that people think that. I don't know if it's true. It's true to me.
Moskowitz says most of the shop sales are still online and it's likely to be like that for a while. But she's optimistic that even if all else feels like it's crumbling, even if sales are down for now, this bookstore isn't going anywhere. In Berkeley, I'm Holly Dimmick-Deed for Cross Currents.
Holly is KALW's justice reporter. Find more of her stories at KALW.org.